100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die .com. It's the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. If I sound a little different, it's because they did more dental work on me. Let's call it dental work on, Tuesday? So yeah, I'm trying to ease off the painkillers and all that stuff. Don't get me started. So the thing, it's the same temporary, but they've done a little more work under it, and you just, paying more to be tortured. Anyway, the topic this week is broken, and we got a bunch of stories in, so the less you hear me mumble through all this crap, the better. So let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I will catch you on the other end of this podcast. Okay?
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of The Price of Friendship, available at Amazon.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 713, with a prompt of broken. Here's my story. Mr. Withybottom stood with his mouth wide open for a long moment. Wait a minute. You've totally broken my chain of thought, Linny. Where was I going? Linoleum Amanda hugged her father's burly arm.
You were going to tell us to come in and have some ice cream.
Bilbert was thinking of running for it when Linoleum Amanda's father shook his head and said, No, it wasn't that. Then he put an arm around his daughter and grabbed Bilbert's collar, dragging them both into the house. Tell me, boy, what were you doing with my daughter alone out here in the dark? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic broken. It's a kind of a protest. It's all broken, and I don't think we have a clue how to glue it back together again. The climate is broken and out of control. Plastic waste piles up in the food chain and toxins fill the very air we're trying to breathe. Politics is more broken than ever it was in the past, putting idiots in control who can actually barely control their own hair or exercise any sort of self-restraint. Our value system is broken. Where YouTube influencers and Z-list celebs are looked up to by our kids, while the real heroes are ignored. Breaks my heart.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening's called In the Shadow of Yule. Timmy was broken, thus the need for a one-arm crutch. Not much is spoken about it, but chances are it was the product of a rather painful birth. Now the medical knowledge of the 1860s leaves a lot to be desired, but there was one doctor in London with an excellent brain and hands. In his quest to mend the broken and fix that which could be fixed, Ebenezer found that man, and under his care, Timmy was broken no longer. So moved by the care he received, when the boy became a man, he chose to become a surgeon. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. No one looked at her, sprawled on the floor, holding a bottle of beer, one of many, too many. Everyone walked away, tiptoeing over her legs to avoid stepping on her. Nothing mattered anymore, she thought in her drunken stupor. Everything was part of the past, her success, her laughter, her happiness. She belonged nowhere, just nowhere. It was over. Fragmented thoughts of everywhere she had been crossed her mind. The countries, the cities, gallery after gallery, so many she had forgotten most. The media, photographs, and interviews. She sneered. Autographs. To think she worried about autographs. Broken. So broken. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I was something of a destructive child. You can put it down to an overly inquiring mind. I simply had to know just how things worked, and the only way to find out was to take them apart. My parents stopped buying me toys. What bother when, within days, they would end up broken and useless? So I had to turn my attention to other things. I soon learned how insects worked, then frogs, and puppies. And, as I grew older, my thirst for knowledge refused to be sated. So, hold still. Time to find out how you work.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The broken machine crawls across the shattered streets, gathering power from the sun during the day, parking itself at night, powering up the next day, day after day. Closer and closer to the machine shop, tools, spare parts, new batteries, whatever it might need, it could find there. Repairs, possibly more, to make itself bigger, stronger, to explore, find whatever there is to find. And then, one morning, as it approaches the machine shop, it powers up in a repair bay, disassembled. "Your sensor array will be useful," said a voice. Another machine, harvesting the stragglers, crawling to their doom. And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of broken. I hope you enjoyed this one. It was special to me, considering all the broken crap in my mouth. But hopefully this time around, the bone graft and the posts and all that crap work out this time. Isn't good. Just, I'm sick of putting in applesauce and all that other stuff. It's going to take a few more days before I can actually reliably... I'm just whining. Anyway, the next topic is Throne, so go ahead and go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and check out all the archives, all the stuff, the how to do this, be a part of it. Enjoy your Christmas week or Hanukkah week or whatever the hell you celebrate, as long as it's not human sacrifice. But if the humans are annoying and evil, I didn't see anything. I will check you out tomorrow with another 100-word story, and so on and so on and so on. I think you figured it out by now. And as always, keep it brief.